For decades, there has been a menace in India's capital, New Delhi. Monkeys. The pesky primates ransack market stalls and terrify garden parties. They've bothered people in parliament, in government ministries, even the president. These rhesus monkeys, which can carry rabies, also pose a public health hazard. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on efforts to curb the monkey business.
India's British rulers erected stately Delhi officialdom in an area that adjoins a 2,000-acre forest reserve. Over the decades, development has encroached on the natural habitat for monkeys, and they began scavenging homes and offices of the bureaucratic and political elite. New Delhi's medical officer of health, Dr. P.K. Sharma, oversees the monkey menace and says many locals also consider primates the incarnation of the Hindu monkey god Hanuman and therefore feed them, which encourages monkeys to frequent public places and invade private homes. Sharma says residents report.
They have just taken away my clothes, or some people say that they have opened the fridge also, refrigerator. They've taken out the food from there, and public is scared of them. This type of complaints.
The monkeys have also been known to terrorize fruit vendors and get intoxicated on stolen whiskey. And when they failed to sate their appetite, Sharma says,
they usually entered in the offices and they destroyed many things. Like sometimes they destroyed the computers, the wires, the electricity wires. But sometime if the door is closed and if the monkey is inside, he will make havoc of the room.
The Delhi municipality tried capturing the monkeys and sending them to sanctuaries. But these rapid breeders rapidly filled up the shelters that wanted no more of them. Culling was ruled out, as was sterilization. A different scheme was introduced. Bigger, more aggressive langur monkeys were deployed to scare the smaller rhesus monkeys away. But animal rights activists deplored their use, and the practice was banned. However, abolishing the use of the long-tailed langurs is one thing. Banning their impersonators is another. Delhi's latest solution? Have men mimic the fearsome langur monkey sound to scare the nettlesome smaller monkeys away. That's 26-year-old Mahendra Nath, one of 40 men the city has hired to replicate the call of the langurs. Many of them, like Nath, are members of the Madari caste that has for generations tamed monkeys for the entertainment of humans. Fellow mimic Pramod Kumar laments their caste has evolved from training langurs to copying their call. Having the company of a langur was effective, Pramod says. You could do the job better together. It was like a partner. But now it's just men aimlessly running around chasing monkeys, he says. Pramod adds that langurs kept the monkeys away for 3 to 4 days. Watching Mahendra Nath dart between trees screeching, he's at pains to scatter the monkeys for more than 5 minutes, especially the cubs.
To cultivate fear in them, because they just are not scared. They haven't seen a langur, that's true. So we have to chase them, like literally just hound them.
Both men pray at the temple of the monkey god on Saturdays, even as they shoo monkeys away during the week. Faith and work are different, Mahendra Nath says. His faith tells him to worship a monkey, while his work, which pays him $120 a month, says it's just another animal. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.